This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some early results from the first weekend of firearm deer hunting and several opportunities for additional hunting. Welcome to the final portion of our outdoor program for the 2018 season. We'll be back again next spring. Now, as the initial counting and deliberating is done, Illinois hunters have harvested a total, preliminary total, that is, of 58,836 deer during the first weekend of Illinois firearm deer hunting. Hunters took 51,450 deer during the first firearm weekend in 2017, which was about 7,000 less. The season opener on November 16th brought nearly ideal temperatures and moderate breezes, and Friday was basically the same as Saturday. The final day of the three-day hunt brought slightly moderating temperatures and somewhat diminished winds. But as you might guess, much of the weekend could be considered ideal weather for deer hunting. How much of an impact did these weather conditions have on the harvest is anyone's guess. You can be sure, however, that the harvest numbers were up some, mostly due to the ideal hunting weather. Now, according to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources wildlife biologists, hunters in Illinois harvested a preliminary total of 58,836 deer, like we said, during the opening weekend of the 2018 Illinois firearm deer season. Unlike some years, wildlife experts feel the timing of this year's hunt fell directly during the rutting efforts of the deer. However, the several issues came into play. Large numbers of hunters took to the field on the season opener. Even more hunters headed out during day two's ideal conditions, and the pleasant weather likely impacted the hunters more than the deer. Still, it is likely that this played a positive role in the harvest. This year's first season harvest showed a nearly 14% increase from 2017, and this year's harvest has brought about some very interesting changes. Perhaps the greatest change is the fact that the pike continue to fall further from the top spot in harvest figures, and now doesn't even claim the second or even third place spot. The 2018 total harvest to date is Jackson with 1,717 deer, followed by Adams with 1,647, then Randolph with 1,637, and Pike came in fourth with 1,361 deer. The fifth place spot went to Fulton with 1,349 deer. The preliminary first season figures reported for each county include those deer taken on special hunt areas within that county as well as private land. Interestingly, as the figures may seem, it does appear possible that they may become normal in future years. Though deer populations may be down in from previous years, the numbers in most local counties are near the goals set by the DNR. According to IDNR Forest Wildlife Program Manager Paul Sheldon, biologists in the River Bend are now attempting to maintain numbers at the current level. Most of these counties have either reached their population's goals or are close to achieving it, Sheldon said. In these counties, we are at a point where we're changing from a reduction phase to maintaining populations at the goal levels. In recent years, county either sex permits or throughout the River Bend have been reduced by some 10%, and antlerless permit quotas were reduced by even more. Successful hunters must register their deer online through the IDNR website or by phoning 1-866-IL-CHECK, which is 1-866-452-4325 by 10 p.m. on the day of the harvest. The good news is that there's still a lot of deer hunting left, and several of these seasons are open for firearm deer hunters. It seemed like local deer harvest fell in line with the statewide average, and most local county experienced an increase in deer harvest from last year. Madison County hunters bagged an unofficial total of 618 deer, which was about 125 more than last year's period. Hunting success in Morgan County also improved, with the first season success of 518 whitetails, 66 more than last year. The deer harvest in Calhoun County also improved, with hunters taking 618 whitetail deer, and this was considerably better than the 505 taken during the same period a year ago. Hunters in Jersey County found better success, taking 474 whitetails, 63 more than last year, and hunter success in Macoupin County also increased sharply from last year. Macoupin County hunters bagged 993 whitetails, up from 775 taken during the opening weekend last year. Hunters in Greene County experienced a sharp increase in success, bagging 700 deer, 69 more than last year. And better hunting success was also experienced in Montgomery County, where hunters bagged 613 whitetails compared to 509 last year. The number of deer taken during the first weekend of the firearm deer season typically accounts for 60 to 70% of the total harvest. With good weather, biologists remain optimistic and look for good hunting during the second season. The second segment of the Illinois firearm deer hunt gets underway on Thursday, November 29th, and concludes December 2nd. So there you go. The reports look good, and I think we're going to see better hunting yet. in the second segment of the season. Okay, we're going to take a brief break. Be back with more right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and as we mentioned, we do have several opportunities for hunters hoping for more hunting out there. A limited number of Illinois firearm and muzzleloader-only deer permits are available over-the-counter from DNR direct license and permit vendors through December 2nd or until quotas are exhausted. In addition, archery deer and Illinois fall archery deer are open through January 20th. Permits are available over-the-counter at DNR direct license and permit vendors. Also, if you're a CWD guy, deer hunters statewide are encouraged to allow samples to be taken for a chronic wasting disease from adult deer they harvest. Check the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov for locations that are serving as CWD sampling stations. These sites will be taking samples from the entire deer or deer heads through the end of the season, which is January 20th. More hunting land is available, too, for you folks looking for more hunting opportunities. The Illinois Recreational Access Program has waterfowl hunting available in Macoupin County. The site has 3 4-man blinds ready to go. Each group of hunters are assigned a blind for 5 consecutive days. To get in on the action, fill out an application and mail it to IRAP. For the first time, IRAP has also upland game hunting opportunities in Christian and Scott counties. Hunters may fill out an application and send it to IRAP. These sites are available on a first-come, first-served basis. And for more information, go to the IRAP page on the IDNR website and download your application. One more thing. If you're a spring turkey hunter, resident hunters may apply for the first lottery for the 2019 Illinois Spring Wild Turkey Permits online. Go to the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov for more information. The application deadline for the first lottery is 2019, lottery that is, for residents, is December 1st, 2018, so that is coming very soon. And while this might be the final outdoors program for the 2018 season, it doesn't seem that the outdoors is done for the year. Plenty of season remain open, and I wish you the best in your outdoor adventures. Until next year, I'm Kurt Hicken.